Well, Steve, the sun about to go down on what's been a long day's worth of cricket, but a day in which Durham have got themselves into a decent position in this match.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of yesterday's play, we were a little bit disappointed in where we had got to, having put them in. We thought we could have bowled them out yesterday. Having said that, today was a really good day. We were clinical in the way we finished them off this morning, got the ball to swing, the second new ball, and then a much better batting display. I think the surface has got a lot better to bat on. There was swing through the air, but you know, the pitch was pretty good to bat on, and we're in a pretty good position. Got to press on the advantage tomorrow.
Two notable moments today: Paul Collingwood in taking the fourth catch, although he injured his finger, is equal to a club record of four catches by an outfield player. You managed to restrict Gloucestershire to just 303, and then the opening stand from yourself and Keaton Jennings of 114 was a Durham record for a first wicket partnership on this ground.
Yeah, nice to get an opening partnership. In the last game, I didn't really help our partnership out much, but nice to bat with Keaton and spend a bit of time out there. On a personal level, a bit disappointed that I got out one set. Sort of one of those things that I pride myself in when I get past that new ball to make it count. So a little bit disappointed in that today, but nice to share a partnership with Keaton, and you know, he continued his good form, and we were able to set a platform, and hopefully the guys can capitalise on that tomorrow.
I think as you were batting, it didn't look like, it was initially maybe one or two little moments, but generally once you'd gone into your stride, it didn't look like there were any reasons to worry, and both of you seemed to get out against the run of play, if you like. Neither wicket looked like it was coming.
Yeah, it's sort of, I think that's really how the wicket's played. I mean, it looks pretty benign, and then all of a sudden one does it a little bit, and I think it's been the nature of some of the scores, even a few of the scores that their guys got yesterday. You know, you get to 50, 60, 40, that's sort of, you think you're in, and then one's just got your number on it. So, you know, probably just got to pay real attention to detail when it comes to getting a big score.
It became a bit of a scrap for Paul Collingwood and Michael Richardson, but they knuckled down in some difficult conditions towards the end of the day's play, put on 57, and you've given yourselves a real decent foothold for tomorrow.
Yeah, I think the way the Gloucester bowlers came back towards the back end of the day, I mean, they hit some good areas there. The old ball wasn't easy to score off, and then the new one swung a bit. So, I mean, to have got through to the close of play four down, we'll take that as a victory. And, yeah, I suppose it'll all be about tomorrow's opening session. That's really going to suggest where this game's going. If we can start to get a good lead on them, stay four or five down, then we can press home an advantage. They'll be saying, you know, we knock a couple out, hopefully not too much of a deficit. So tomorrow morning, that first session, day three, I always think of it as moving day. It's when the game really moves in one direction or the other. So we need to make sure we're winning that morning session.
And from a personal point of view, it's been a difficult few weeks for you. The Test series in New Zealand, then coming here, and you start last week without much preparation. Nice to get a half century under your belt. I know you would have wanted to push on and get more, but a bit of a confidence booster to get 64 runs on the board.
Yeah, never satisfied in this game. You know, you get a 60. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, the way things were going in New Zealand, I would have given a tooth for a 60. But you're happy to spend a bit of time out there, and I felt like I started to get a little bit of rhythm. I think, you know, when you get out early on, you battle for that rhythm and time in the middle. You can have as many nets as you want, but you know, to get out there in the middle and build a partnership, I think it helped that Keaton was batting so nicely at the other end. Takes a little bit of pressure off you, and so hopefully that's just the beginning. Hopefully I can do that and more in the coming weeks.